start this fire, get the water burning. I mean, the water hot. Then they take their clothes, the sheets, the towels, and put their soap in, and stir this thing around and boil it. And then they would have an iron after the clothes were dried. They have an iron in a charcoal furnace about that high. Put it on the ground, charcoal, and keep their irons in hot. And they'd iron them. And in those days they had women, Negro women, to do that. Now they got the automatic machine.
With those boiling pots you're talking
yeah.
about, they did big black.
Tremendous black thing, yeah. Stood on a little ledge about that. Enough to get fire on it.
Yeah.
Now they use a lot of them they use now in the hog killing time.
I see.
You know what that is, don't you?
I've never participated.
But
I've heard
you've
about
seen
it a lot.
Them, yeah.
Right. Did you ever do any of that?
I've seen it.
Did they ever call those big pots wash pots?
Yeah, probably what they do, yes, sir. That's what they are. Wash pots. Heavy as the devil.
Do you know if they were ever used for anything besides
hot water? That's the only thing I know. That's the only thing I know for hog killing and I mean hot water like that.
Well, let me ask you about this expression. Excuse me. You know, when a woman gets up in the morning, sometimes she moves around the house, she might dust something here or pick up something there, or straighten a picture. What would you say she's doing when she's
house
doing
housework?
Piddling.
Piddling.
It's housework. No matter what she's doing in the house, it's work. I know now because I don't have any maid.
I continue.
Housework.
Have you ever heard anybody use the expression "she's straightening up"?
Oh yeah.
That's what that you talk. That's what that you're referring to now. Straighten it up.
For instance,
a dashing here and a dashing there.
I'm a Friday is my real working day, you know, the real clean food. And Saturday is the kitchen and bathroom day. But during, like on Monday, we just straighten up. That's
fine. When you were telling me about Monday being wash day, excuse me, I meant to ask you, were there other days of the week that you set aside for doing specific chores?
Yes. Usually Monday was wash day and drying. Tuesday, Wednesday was ironing.
But well, our wash woman takes it.
Well, no.
We take it on Sunday, and we get it back Wednesday.
She has automatic washers on her.
Friday was
Benoni
time,
it
was baking day.
Friday was baking day?
Baking day.
What about this expression? Say if I came here in the living room and left your door open, left it wide open, and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you probably tell me?
Close the damn door.
Well, you didn't have to come.
And for that condition.
You know, I'll tell you that, if this thing was going like it is now, if you left it open, it wouldn't make any difference other than the heck.
Anything besides close the damn door?
I don't know whether that would be appropriate in any part of the United States, wouldn't it?
No, I was going to say, please shut the door.
Oh, that's on record, too.
Yeah.
So you shut the door and do just as well?
Yeah.
Well, you can say it nicely.
Oh, please close the door. Well, you're born in the barn.
Born in the barn.
You know that expression, don't you?
Thing wide open.
Yeah. Well, you're born in the barn, in other words, close the door behind you.
To you, is close the door or shut the door, either one of them more polite than the other one?
Please close the door. Close the door. I think it's proper.
I think close the door is more polite than
yes,
the other.
Yes, that's right. That's too abrupt, the other one. Close the door.
Well, if you
too abrupt.
Shut it, it's one
and
the other. But I think we
if you don't speak correctly, say shut, that means you say you want to
well,
shut.
Well, now, I'll tell you when I hear it, it's when I've left one of the doors open and this is it. What? Did you leave the door open for you? Want to cool the outside?
Cool the outside.